is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Okay, so the other issue that we want to talk about there is five suspects, including the husband of a businesswoman, who was shot and killed execution style in Polokwane, Limpopo, 2 weeks ago, have been arrested in different parts of Gauteng. Let's look at this matter. We're speaking to police spokesperson Brigadier Motlafela Mojapele. Brigadier, good evening. Welcome.
Good evening, and good evening to our listeners.
Good evening, good evening. And talk to us about the breakthrough in the case that involved a businesswoman that was shot here in Polokwane.
Yeah, a breakthrough indeed. The listeners would know that there was an incident that took place on the 10th of October. It was on a Saturday, where two businesswomen were shot dead at point blank by three suspects, and one was in a getaway vehicle. So immediately after the shooting, a red Hyundai accent then fled from the scene. We immediately started with investigation, and we appointed a team that was led by Brigadier James Espoch Lieutenant Colonel Richard Bushoman. Mm. So they followed up on information received, and it took them to different places. And in the 8 hours of this morning, we managed to arrest four suspects.
Mm-hmm.
Those that we can term the hitmen. And then we also arrested the husband of one of the deceased, who was admitted in a hospital in Gauteng after he attempted to commit suicide. So this is a breakthrough, and we want to take this opportunity to thank community members for continuously providing valuable information to our investigators. And the breakthrough that we've made.
What kind of information has led you to these arrests?
Well, when we talk of information, we are talking about information that has got evidential value, a valuable one, the information that can make you crack a particular case. And you, in your entry, you spoke about 2 weeks. So it's not long that these people committed this horrendous deed, but we managed to apprehend them. So this should send a message that our police in the province are relentless when fighting crime. And we believe that we've got communities on our side.
Mm.
The criminals are in the minority, so let's isolate them.
Okay, so I'm accepting that you are unable to go into detail about the information of evidential value. Let me move to the next issue then. And I know you've picked up on this as well, that there are cases that are on the rise, it seems, and there's that perception in the province of GBV. On your end as the police, are you recording that as well, or it's a different scenario for you?
No, it isn't a different scenario. It's a problem that is facing the entire country, not only in Limpopo, but the entire country. That's why all entities, including us, the South African Police Service, we are going about coming up with some methodologies or some plans that we are implementing. And this is informed by the fact that it's very much difficult to police this type of a crime, because many of these crimes are being committed behind closed doors. So you can't adopt a conventional method of policing to send out police vans to go and patrol GBV. But we are engaged in different campaigns, both internally and externally, because the GBV we're talking about is not only affecting non-members of the South African Police Service. The members are also involved, hence the two incidents that took place in the Palale, where police officers shot and killed their partners and later committed suicide. So we are having a multi-pronged approach to try and defeat this sketch, because it's now, you know, it's prevalent all over the show.
All right. Thank you very much, Brigadier. Appreciate your time. Good evening to you.
You're welcome.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.